Jimmy Williams filling in for Peter Vlahos on Sports Day. We do it all for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Pete will be back on deck tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to having him back here at Optus Stadium. It's been a massive 48 hours. It really has been. And I feel for Fremantle people, and I feel for their fans, and no one likes to lose. No one likes to lose, but unfortunately, in this case, they did. I feel for Jordan Clark, but you know what? The result isn't going to change. The Dockers had their chances, and on the weekend they lost. And even though the AFL have conceded that, you know, that football touched the arm of James Ashe, well, we're not going back in time and we're not changing the result. A couple of texts here. I'd love for you to get involved tonight. 0487 736 736 is the number. A late one from Carlos for the run home. Take it or leave it. Pies versus Blues at the MCG. Last quarter, 30 seconds to go. No dissent rule play on. Nope, the AFL wouldn't let that happen, I don't reckon, Carlos. That would be absolutely mayhem. Text here from Alex. Jimmy, you may recall umpire Justin Schmidt marking the football during an AFL Dockers game. Cheers, Big Al. I remember an umpire marking a football at Subiaco Oval, I reckon. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. It's one of those quirky little things that pops up year to year in the football calendar. It's a great video. If you haven't seen it, feel free to do that when you have a spare couple of minutes. It's hilarious if you haven't. I've only ever seen an umpire change their mind once. And I was watching a game of footy that my brothers were playing in, actually. And a player on the opposition team handballed the ball about 20 metres. Really big, solid, long handball. And the umpire blew his whistle and paid a mark. And my brother said, it can't be a mark because it was a handball. And the umpire said, yeah, you're right, and blew the whistle again, crossed his arms, and balled it up. I reckon that's the only time I've ever seen an umpire change their mind. Credit to them. They do a phenomenal job. It's a hard one, and somebody has to do it. And without them, we wouldn't have a game. So, yeah, sometimes we just need to remember that they are human as well. Another text here. Hi, Jimmy. Freo tried to save the game instead of winning the game. They lost the 4 points. They have Port next, and that won't be an easy game. They cannot have any more reviews. There's too many now with the goal umpires not being able to make a decision. Lisa of Ellenbrook. Thank you, Lisa. The score review system is frustrating. We've spoken about it all day here on SENWA, I reckon. Scotty and Goss in the morning. Mark Duffield, of course, 8 till 10, Monday to Wednesday. The boys, Paul Hazelby and Damian Martin on the run home mentioned it. It's a mess. It's a mess. It almost feels as if now that we have all of this technology that the goal umpires aren't backing themselves in to make the right call, even though some of them really do look like they are blatantly obvious. In case you missed it, the good oil for Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. The round 4 rising star plays for the Western Bulldogs. His name is Sam Darcy. So well done to Sam. And West Coast Eagles fans listening tonight, don't be too concerned. Harley Reid was brilliant, and he will get a Rising Star nominee in time. In the meantime, we have a phone call on the Scarborough Toyota Osborne Park open line, 13 12 55. Let's go to Tom in Bayswater. Good evening, Tom.
G'day, Jimmy. Enjoying the show, mate. Mate, another question is to, I just mentioned to your producer there that we've got more stats in football recorded now than we ever have.
Yep.
And I'm wondering why Champion Data or an equivalent organisation doesn't release stats on umpires in terms of, you know, how far have they run in a game, what their level of fatigue is, you know, when are they making most decisions? Is it early or late in the quarter when they're trying to control the game? Mm. Who makes decisions, you know, who's paying more in the backs as opposed to holding on, and, you know, who's making clangers? Why don't spectators get this data?
Why do you think they don't get it?
Well, I think they're a protected species, of course. I mean, you just heard Paddy Sweeney say that the AFL does not apologise for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we saw stats on umpire performance that gave some indication as to you know, how they'll actually travel. You know, I'd be very interested to see. I mean, we talk about the umpires putting the rule book or putting the whistle away for grand finals. I wonder how often they're putting the whistle away for, you know, first versus last on the ladder or 10th versus 9th or Anzac Day or, you yep. know, Dreamtime games. I mean, yep. derbies. I mean, why aren't we seeing data that is comparable so we can get an idea of genuine umpire performance looking at statistics rather than just all taking an armchair expert saying he got it wrong, he got it right.
Can I ask you who you barrack for, Tom?
I mean, I barrack for Freo, and look, I'm, you know, obviously, you know, got the feeling we were rocked, but at the end of the day, I mean, the rule was applied correctly with the dissent, I suppose. If the umpire thought there was dissent, he played the rule. They missed the touch ball, the touched ball by Ace, but I just don't understand why we don't see data on umpires. Why are they that protected? You know? Why, I mean, who knows, the umpire that made the decision, I don't know his name and don't want to call him out anyway, but maybe he'd run 15 Ks by, and he was exhausted. Maybe they should be rotating umpires during a game and he's made a decision because mentally he was fatigued. Who yeah. knows? We don't know because we don't have the data.
Tom, really appreciate your call tonight here on Sports Day. It's not a bad shout. I understand what you're saying, Tom. And I know one of the big things that we're trying to see and we should be trying to keep it happening is at the end of the day, we need people to umpire the game. And I reckon it's probably fair to say that without the data coming out and seeing who's making what decisions and how many free kicks are pushing the backs and high tackles compared to other ones, they get picked on enough, I reckon. Like, they do a pretty good job. They've got thick skin. And a lot of these umpires start when they're young, and unless for whatever reason they don't do it as adults, they give it away. But we need them. We need them at all levels of football. And I reckon if you watch enough footy, I guess you could, I don't know, maybe there's an opportunity for you there, Tom, to create your own little stats book. But I reckon internally the AFL are making sure their umpires are doing the best job they possibly can with the amount of resource and time that they do have. And we do have that debate often about whether or not they should be full-timers. But yeah, food for thought. Really appreciate the call. Thank you, Tom from Bayswater, on the Scarborough Toyota Osborne Park open line, 13 12 55. A text here on the text line, 0487 736 736, if you'd like to get involved tonight. Peter Carey was the umpire that marked the ball. Leon from Hocking. Thank you, Leon. I didn't think that name looked right. Yeah, Peter Carey. Thank you very much for getting involved tonight, Leon. We have so much to get through. I'd love you to get involved tonight. Do you have an idea as to how we can prevent these decisions costing teams games? I know Fremantle fans will feel that way tonight. But at the end of the day, there's 100 of these, 150 plus moments in a game that decide it. It was just on the weekend, it was the one off James Ash's shoulder that cost them a goal to Matt Cottrell and then a dissent free kick, which the AFL have ticked off on, and then another goal to Matt Kennedy, which pretty much put the game to bed. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to see how Fremantle as a footy club and as a team will respond this week against one of the informed teams of the league in Port Adelaide. 5:30 Saturday. I can't wait. I reckon it's going to be brilliant. In case you missed it, the rising star is Sam Darcy, son of Luke. Harley Reid will have to wait another week at least to get that nod. And it might be against Richmond on Sunday. Eagles fans, 0487 736 736. I reckon they can win on Sunday. I reckon the Eagles can win that game. That's my belief. Coming up a little later, for those who people who love WWE, their biggest event has been run and won. It was WrestleMania. The WWE sent this place into a frenzy only 8 weeks ago. It was brilliant. Rhea Ripley, Triple H was here. It was phenomenal. Anyway, I'm going to have a little chat with someone about that. Nims Azor, he's an absolute WrestleMania wrestling fanatic, and he knows all the ins and outs. And we also have to get through our top five at five. which we're going to do right after this. Jimmy Williams filling in for Peter Vlahos, 27 minutes past five on this Monday, April the 8th, 2024. Gee, the time goes quick. We'll be back right after this.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.